Good morning, Love and Talk welcome Radio. To a very... Oh, nice. Jumping in too quickly. See, the technical issues jump on us here as well. So, good morning. Welcome to a very special edition of the Rick Bizzio's Franchise Focus, where obviously we usually come at you Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Unfortunately, my recording tools that I use on my computer were crapping out on me this morning, so we have decided to launch at 11:30 on Wednesday, having an excellent conversation today with Jennifer Cashel, the CEO and founder of Young and Successful Media and YSN, Your Success Now, a group that is intimately involved with the IFA's Next Gen program that John Reynolds so eloquently described for us a few months ago. So we're going to take you from that conversation, talk to you about the success of Next Gen this year or the past few months and the types of success stories they have and the ideas they've received from young professionals who are taking advantage of that bridge between millennials and franchising. Also have Scott Donnell. He has not joined us yet, but hopefully he will. He is the president at Apex Fund Run, a elementary school fundraising franchise company who has taken advantage of the programs Next Gen has to offer and all the resources that Jennifer and the IFA are providing to franchisors seeking to reach those millennials trying to take advantage of that program. So just a couple of housekeeping items before we get to Jennifer and hopefully Scott and get into our conversation about Next Gen. Of course, if you have questions for us or feedback on the show, hit us up on Twitter at EducatedZ. That's Educated Z-E-E. Find Rick and myself. I'm Graham Chapman. He's Rick Bizzio. Find us on LinkedIn. Definitely check out his websites for more information on the Educated Franchisee book and what Rick does as a leading franchise coach at educatedfranchisee.com and at afranchisecoach.com. And, of course, our last shameless plug here, make sure to definitely check out Rick's articles on entrepreneur.com and on FranchiseGator's website. So, Rick, I know you're out there with me as my co-host. Going to have a great conversation today. How are you this morning?
Doing wonderful. Thanks, Graham.
Absolutely, and beautifully enough, I see that Scott's joined us as well, so I'll go ahead and bring Scott and Jennifer on with us. Scott and Jennifer, thanks for joining us in the Franchise Focus. We're thrilled to be talking about Next Gen today.
Great to be here.
Yeah, it's great. We're excited.
Awesome. Thank you, Scott. So let's start with you, Jennifer, just to sort of get the wheels turning here. Tell us about Next Gen, you know, YSN's role with this, you know, what your company does, how you got involved with Next Gen, and what you guys and the IFA have done to get this off the ground.
No worries. At YSN, we basically support young people in over 160 countries in career development. So that means both their exploration of job opportunities and entrepreneurial opportunities. I've been doing it since I was very young. I was 19 when I started the Young Entrepreneurs Network, which is the first global network to connect young entrepreneurs. And so I started working with IFA actually very early. We did the first research study ever to investigate young entrepreneurs and also their interest in franchising. And that was published in the Wall Street Journal. That was many, many years ago. And over the years, we've been talking to IFA about how do we connect the dots between the franchise community and young people. And as a company, YSN, we create a lot of tools and resources for young people globally, but we also have an agency arm that builds global marketing campaigns and media campaigns around the education for entrepreneurship and employment. So we've been kind of talking with IFA saying there's got to be a good opportunity here. And John Reynolds, who you had the opportunity to speak with, who's the amazing, amazing head of the Education Foundation, he's really been looking at this issue of, you know, the billion young people entering the workforce and saying, how do we make sure that IFA continues to evolve and innovate and bring this next generation in and find the amazing success stories like Scott, who you're going to hear from in a few minutes.
Awesome. So, yeah, take us through that. So what is this program you created? I know John touched on it a few months ago, but let's revisit it. You know, what is Next Gen? What was the contest you guys executed before the IFA show? How did you encourage millennials to get involved in franchising?
Yeah. Well, the original idea was around how do we get students involved? And we had a conversation about that and said, why don't we shoot higher and go broader to start, and then we'll incorporate programming for students. And the idea was if we create a Next Gen initiative, we can reach out to the 18 to 34, which is really that transition phase for a lot of young people going into the working world, and capture all sorts of people looking at work opportunities, investment in franchises, and also building them themselves. And so that's part of the messaging that we created. we started by building a new website to speak directly to young people about franchising, and that's nextgenfranchising.org. And we kind of told the story about franchising from the entrepreneur's perspective to show that franchising is not necessarily fast food. Franchising is a business model that entrepreneurs use,
yep.
and they use to scale their businesses. And so if you really connect the dots between all these young people all over the world who are very ambitious entrepreneurs and explain that message to them, we thought we could really hit on a golden formula. So we built this website, and then we did a call to action via social media and, you know, a very extensive outreach to partners around the world, both of IFAs and of ours, and got young people from 44 countries to apply for this Young Entrepreneurs and Franchising Contest. And the ideas
wow.
were just extraordinary. Yeah, the response was phenomenal. And we chose 50 of them. We had a panel of judges on the IFA side, some of the big leadership of IFA. And they chose 50 people. And then we wanted to get them to convention because we thought the best opportunity in the world to experience franchising is at the IFA convention. So
yep.
we created a program called the Next Gen Summit, like a landing place. When those young people got there, we wanted to give them a really unique experience, but then also explain to the franchise industry what this next generation looks like, how capable they are, how powerful they are, how innovative they are. And it was really it was really the culmination of this first phase pilot to kind of introduce young people to franchising, bring them into the convention, and now we've got huge success stories. Because it really created a buzz at IFA this year.
Jennifer, could I?
There's no doubt about it.
I just have a quick curiosity.
You.
You have, I think, probably more experience with a very specific group of people than a lot of folks out there. And when it comes to young entrepreneurs, you've kind of started this. I think you've probably been at it almost 20 years, really, if you think
yeah.
about since you just began it. And you started out by doing a study of young people and trying to help to understand who these folks are and what they're trying to accomplish. Have you continued those studies into the current day? And are there differences between what a young person 20 or 15 to 20 years ago was thinking, wanting, what their world was and where they wanted to go versus how a young person thinks today?
I think so. When we started, there was definitely a hunger of young people to be recognized, to take control and ownership of their lives. And they were starting ventures around that, some early stage tech ventures, a lot of retail. But it's really the emergence of the tech space that's dramatically changed the trajectory of these young people and what they're capable of doing. And today you've seen, people like Scott Donnell, we didn't really see back then. We didn't see people who were already franchising, who had, 20 units or 50 units. We brought someone to the Next Gen Summit who had 150 units, who's 30 years old.
Wow.
And so that level of success, I don't think was possible in 20 years ago, because we were really, when we got in front of 300 million people talking about young entrepreneurs, but no one was showing them the respect. They didn't believe young people could start businesses. Now that conversation is very different in the world, but now the conversation is, should young people be considering franchising? And should the franchise community recognize that young people are really capable of being Z's and Zors? And the answer is a resounding yes.
It's very interesting when you think about how things have evolved over the years, and I agree with you. I think that the internet and technology has empowered people to do things they couldn't do before. My first business was when I was 25, and
yeah.
it was incredibly difficult because I couldn't get resources to do anything, and it was a phone, and nobody wanted to talk to me, nobody wanted to help me. It was really difficult, and so having a resource like what you're putting together would have been incredibly valuable to me back then. Of course, it's 25 years later now.
Yeah,
but
I think that's why we've gotten so much response from people, because they look at us and they look at what we're doing with this younger demographic and say, I wish I had you when I was your age. I wish my sons and daughters had you. Even the chairman of AOL said that to us one day. He said, I wish I had your resources when I was growing up.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so I think this is very powerful when we can apply this to industries. And I love the franchise industry because I grew up in it. And to be able to bring this to the franchise industry and show people how extraordinary that is. Some of the biggest brand builders in the world came from the franchise industry, the Pizza Huts, the Subways,
yep.
the hotel groups, and no one knows that story. So they don't know those stories. So I think it's time that we introduce that, because there are all these people out in the world right now, like Scott Donnell, who are hidden, who aren't in the mainstream in the franchise world, who are building very significant franchise companies or becoming franchisees. And we need to bring them all together now.
Every single franchise that's ever been created started with one person and an idea.
Yep.
Love that.
If I could add something real quick, I graduated from college. This is Scott, by the way. I graduated from college in 2008, which was when the bubble hit and everything went down and jobs went in half and everyone I ever knew lost most of their money. And there was no job market. And, you know, a lot of our friends at that time, there was this sort of disenchantment with, you know, at the time you had a 30-year upswing in the market and, you know, houses were always going up and jobs were always more and more available. And it was, you know, franchising had always been hotels, services, and restaurants. And, you know, and so what happened was there was a shift in a lot of our thinking of, well, we got to make our own way. You know, I want to create my own destiny here. And I think the last person to fire me should be me. And so I probably have at least 20 friends that are under 30 like me who own franchises now. We have anywhere between 20 and 200 units. Our company has about 50, but we just sort of started on our own, and we wanted to be able to be in control of our future. And we you know, we're up for risk, and we're up for working hard, and we can see the world in a little bit different way than maybe our parents or you know, the older franchising generation. But you know what? You pay $100,000 to go to a school for 4 years to get a degree. Why not invest $50,000 into a franchise and make it all back in a year and learn 10 times more? I mean, that's just my philosophy. Is we've got to figure out a way to get the next generation, the billion people entering the workforce. I don't think there's a better way to learn about business than get a franchise and get going, because a lot of franchises are, you know, they're federally examined. They have great training systems. You learn a ton under the tutelage of somebody else who's been through it. I mean, franchising is a wonderful way for people to grow up. In fact, my top three franchisees just hit $1 million, and they're all young. You know, my buddy Aaron, he's signed up in L.A., and he's on his third full team, and he's going to hit $1 million, and he's 31, I think, and it's been a great experience for him and for others. I think we need to get millions of the next generation doing that.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, young people are thriving as franchisees in systems all across the world right now. And a lot of people are skeptical about their ability to run a business, to adapt. But if you think about it, kids who have been going to school, building little companies, or even just, you know, just smart young people who are ambitious, the franchise model is perfect for them because it enables them to make an investment like they would with a house or, you know, school or advanced degree. They have structure. They have mentorship. They have a proven model, a proven system. And if you think about it, it's a lot more it feels a lot more comfortable for young people walking out of school where everything's been set and structured into the real world, where they walk into another structure, have an investment, their family gets involved, and then they can grow as much as they want to. They can have as many units as they want to, potentially. It's a very good model for young people coming out of school. And, you know, I think it's actually a lot easier than going out into the real world and trying to figure it out on your own.
I'll tell you just a quick little thing. When I was, you know, 25, it was not a franchise, just a bootstrap startup, and I took on the exclusive rights to the largest Italian manufacturer of shower systems, and it was tough. I mean, I had nobody to give me any guidance, nobody to support me, no systems to follow, had to figure it all out, and you know what? It wasn't a phenomenal experience, but that was the basis that has allowed for all the success that I've had after that. You do in your 20s, I'm a big believer that in your 20s, it's not about creating, you know, wealth for your next five generations. In your 20s, it's about building skill sets and understanding how things really work so that you can use those foundational principles in the future, because you don't learn that stuff in school. You learn it by going out and doing it.
You definitely do. And, Scott, as someone who graduated in 2009, I can definitely relate to your take the bull by the horns mentality, because there certainly was nothing there just waiting for us. Tell us that success story, man. How did you go from college to a thriving franchise system? What's been going on the last 6 years?
Well, okay. So I don't know if I'd call it a success story. I'm a perfectionist, but a lot of other people say that. I think a success story is when we hit 400 units in the next couple years and sell out and do a great job and make, you know, yeah. I want to make 1,000 people turn into business owners. That's, for me, a success. But Apex Fun Run began about 4.5 years ago. My wife is a teacher, and she spent a bunch of money on her kids in her classroom, her first grade. Classroom, and we put our heads together and said, that's not fair. That's like a paycheck for them, and so we've got to figure out a way to help them. And at the time, the only thing out there for school fundraising was cookie dough sales and, you know, wrapping paper and gift whatever, you know, magazine sales. And those companies take most of the money, and the kids, it's unhealthy, and everybody hates it. So we launched Apex Fun Run. It's a two-week fitness program that raises a bunch of money for the school. So we teach the kids leadership and character traits with a team of people. And then at the end of the program, they all raise pledges online from their family and friends across the country. And then we do a huge fun run at the end of the 2 weeks. And the schools make like $50,000. We just had a school last week make $200,000 at this program.
Wow.
And
holy cow.
The real value add for what we do is it makes twice as much for the school profit as they've ever made before on like a product sale. So we're just exploding. We did this, you know, we started out our first year with, you know, 20,000 kids. Now we're up to 300,000 kids. We got 50 franchise territories across the country, and we're growing at about 3 a month right now. So it's a really fun, crazy story, and I think we're going to raise about $20 million. You know, we get a cut of whatever's raised to cover our expenses for jerseys and teams and prizes and putting on the event, and then we make our profit and move on, and everyone buys a territory to sell to those elementary schools and middle schools in those areas, and then that's their business. And so we're taking young, fun entrepreneurs from all over the country. Anyone who has, you know, a love for kids, for schools, for fitness, they can sell, or they can hire somebody who can sell and they can run operations. And we're turning a bunch of people into business owners. Actually, a lot of PTO moms are signing up right now because they know all the other PTO moms around the area. And so that's really, you know, how we started our company. And then in terms of franchising, you know, we just sort of stumbled into it. We had no clue you could even think about franchising anything other than, like I said, hotels and restaurants. And so, you know, we found this, and we've only been franchising for 2.5 years now, and we're already at 50. And, you know, what I love about NextGen is I think the whole franchising industry needs a facelift. Like, we, you know, we have been here and we've seen there are so many new concepts coming on board and so many other industries that can benefit from the franchise model. It's such a value add to people. And, you know, the world needs to know that. You know, they need to know that there's up-and-coming ideas, that there's, you know, technology is really changing not just all industries, but especially the franchising industry. I mean, there's so many things that the next generation can add to franchising that I think NextGen is ahead of. They're ahead of that curve. So that's our story, and that's why I love what Jen's doing, and that's why I was on the panel making sure that all those kids were encouraged and inspired to keep going.
Well, that is certainly a story that needs to be told, and we'll make sure to get you back on Shark Tank so you don't get bumped by Jimmy Kimmel's horse pants this time.
Yeah, we got booted because of his horse pants idea. Oh, well, we got to the final round at least.
Question for you, Jen.
You're going to ask a question?
Yeah, just a quick question for you. I mean, we have, I believe it's 50 winners last year. Because last year, if I remember correctly, last year was really your first year for NextGen, where you, you know, solicited, you know, entrepreneurs and from really around the world. And then this year, of course, now we're doing it again. So it's going to be an annual deal. But talk to me about your winners and tell me about maybe a story or two of somebody that you know, that you guys have worked with and who they are and what they've accomplished and maybe how you were able to help them with this program.
No worries, no worries. Well, and also when you talk about this year, next year, or last year, we really ran the entire program, the public program, between October and December. So this has been just this last quarter that this entire initiative caught fire. And it's really, it's exciting because we just got back from convention where the 50 winners of this competition, you know, flew out. And it was really amazing. I mean, I'd say we had a very wide range of people. Some had, you know, very early stage ideas about a franchise business or a way that they could engage in franchising. And then others had very sophisticated franchise companies. The one that really surprised us, we didn't even totally understand his story until he got there to Vegas, was Andy from Croatia. He has 50 units of a franchise called Surf and Fries in Croatia, and he's in 11 countries. And his goal is to come to the United States. So there were stories like that. We had a company called Jibu Water, which was definitely one of the top ones. That's a Peace Corps volunteer who went to Uganda, realized that the water poverty crisis, you know, is affecting millions, and said, wow, we could create a safe drinking water franchise. And they literally are setting up systems to do water desalinization through the franchise model in Uganda. And when we saw his application and he said his aspiration was to grow 30 units, my first thought was, if you go to this conference, you could do 300 or 3,000. And imagine the impact that a company like that, if they're taught how to scale by the experts in the franchise industry, we're not just talking about building normal franchise systems. We're talking about solving world problems now. And so that was very powerful. On the other end, we had a 17-year-old who's just turning 18 to make it into the conference. And he basically came from the UK and has been developing franchise apps for years. And if you talk to him, Callum, he talks he blew me away. He speaks like he's been in the franchise space for 10, 20 years as a technology vendor. And I mean, he looks like he's 12, and he speaks so intelligently, and his conversation about franchising was so intelligent and so forward-thinking that we thought, you've got to meet the vendors and meet the supplier network at IFA, because I can only imagine. I'm surprised no one scooped him up yet, but he said, he wrote us a letter and said, you know, being so young, it was such a significant opportunity to be there and to be among the franchisees and see the CEO of Walmart and all these huge companies. And he said it was absolutely surreal. He said he went to every single booth in the expo and talked to every single marketing company and networked like a fiend. Like, we didn't even see him half the time because he was networking so aggressively. And another person, and this, I'll give you the last one, was Jennifer Bell. She announced the week of convention that she was franchising, and she has a franchise system that she's been starting to set up called Tot Squad. And what they do is they basically do emergency cleaning of baby carriages and strollers and car seats.
Emergency cleaning.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
they
have a strategic partnership with Babies R Us. You take your baby seat into Babies R Us, and they clean it there and give it back to you.
Wow.
It's such a brilliant idea. And she announced the week of convention that she was officially going to start to franchise. I can't even tell you how mobbed she was by CEOs in the franchise companies that were trying to invest in her and get involved, and the media that was coming all over her.
Oh, and let me just jump in real quick. So she was in we did sort of a small roundtable discussion, just to kind of Q&A, what do I do next type thing. And so I was the three of us at the table to help her, and two other guys were myself, the guy who founded Merry Maids, and they run about 2,800 units. I believe his name is David.
David.
And then,
David, yeah.
Yeah, David was there. And then Brittany, who's one of the directors of the Dwyer Group, who owns about eight different franchise systems across the country. And so we were just giving her tips and tricks on, you know, pricing and manuals and FDDs and disclosures and how to start it out and strategic partnerships. I mean, we just got to spend an hour with her, and she took 10 pages of notes, and I have full confidence she's going to implement every single thing. And so it's just a really cool thing to see how much brain power was given. I learned a ton too, just from everybody else being there and knowing new things that I hadn't thought of before. So it's a very powerful.
I'm so grateful. thank you so much. We set up those roundtables to give the winners one-on-one time with really serious industry experts, and that turned out to be one of the most valuable experiences there, and I'm just thrilled to hear from your side it was valuable also.
Absolutely.
You know, it's funny you mentioned David. Believe it or not, I don't know how much I can say right now, but David McKinnon, who was at one of those roundtables very casually, he wasn't even signed up to be at the roundtable. He owns three different major franchise systems. He walked up to me after and said, I want to be involved in this in a significant way. He just became one of the biggest donors to the program and is going to be very, very significantly involved in NextGen moving forward because he was so moved and by all those young people from around the world and how sophisticated their ideas were.
David's a real leader in franchising. I mean, with service brands and all the stuff that he's done, and he's been so involved in so many things over the years. Really a good guy.
Yeah, amazing. And you know, another person, we introduced John Evans, who has the parking lot line painting franchise. Such a simple idea, but brilliant for the franchise model. He's from Canada. He met Jerry Crawford, who was the past chair of the Education Foundation. And Jerry said right away, oh, I have all these companies that we could be working with you. We have to repaint the parking lots all the time. And he's like, that could be $2 million in business for you. And you should see this guy's eyes, like, light up. You know, and Doc Cohn, who's been so incredibly supportive with the scholarships, he gave, what, $300,000 towards scholarships, not for this only this group. But we have kids now literally in South Africa, Uganda, Somalia, who are now able to study franchising. And they're going to start working with schools like Northwood and Regent University. And they came from Nigeria having studied franchising or going to start studying franchising.
Hey, Scott, when you graduated from college, did you graduate from a college that really specialized in entrepreneurship? Or was it more of a traditional kind of program?
It was a much more traditional program. I think they've actually taken steps in the last 5 years. I went to Whitworth University up in Spokane. Great school up there. They're awesome. They're actually ahead of the curve on a lot of stuff. But I went there. I actually was a theology major and a business major.
Wow, that's an interesting combination.
Just for fun. And we were helping a bunch of refugees in town, and we had no idea how to do it or how to build the systems. And so I decided I had to get some more training, and I actually went to Acton School of Entrepreneurship for a year down in Austin, Texas. And so it's kind of a one-year intensive, 100 hours a week, taught by billionaires, and it's all competitively ranked. It's a really cool school. There's no textbooks. It's just go out and build a business. And so that was some great training. I really enjoyed that process. And then really just kind of off to the races, we started a chiropractic and massage clinic, invested in a biotech company called Nativis up in Seattle. Just a bunch of things. And then my wife had that, and then here we are 5 years later. So
I was just wondering
that's
if really
my
average,
story.
I was kind of wondering if the average university today was really teaching young people about franchising. I know that when I went to undergrad and grad school in business, so I spent a considerable amount of time in schools, and the word franchise was never used, never mind a class on it or a section on it. The word was never used. So I was just wondering if in your world it was used other than in your second piece. I mean, obviously just in the normal
Sorry to cut you guys off. We are looking at about 90 seconds left in the show. First off, this has been an unbelievable an unbelievable show. I really appreciate both of you guys joining us. I think that Rick and I have barely touched the iceberg or hit the tip of the iceberg of what we could talk about on this show. Here's what I'm going to do. Scott and Jennifer, I'm going to reach out to both of you after the show. I really appreciate your appearance here. We'd love to have you back for another show because this type of, excitable conversation, talking about something you guys are clearly passionate about and something that's having a big influence on franchising, is hugely beneficial to our listeners. So I will definitely be back in touch with you. We'll try to set up sort of a part two to this conversation. But unfortunately, I have to let these guys go. Thank you both very, very much for joining us. Rick and I very much appreciate it. Certainly been one of our most engaging and lively shows we've ever had. Excellent information, excellent advice for these young aspiring business owners out there. Thank you guys very much for joining us on the Franchise Focus today. We will definitely have you guys back if you're open to it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you very much, everyone. I will be in touch with everyone via the via our online Blog Talk Radio portal to get the information to reach both Scott and Jennifer. We'll have them back on soon so we can continue this excellent conversation about next gen. Thank you very much. Have a good day. See ya.
Thanks.